Viter in Shasvir and Chulin Daf Yud Aleph. Pick it up on the top of the page, second line. Mina ha milsa damer rabbanan zil basar ruba. What do we know? We go according to Rov. Rashi says once we want to know. We learned that we're in the mekar for chazaka. We go into Rov. Minalan d'chsev echarab lahatos. It says you go according to the majority. It says Gemara. Now ruba disa kaman. In the case of Rov is right in front of us. Kigon teisha chenuyos v'sanhedrin lo kami ba'ilam. That's not a question. We're not asking a question about that. Rashi says teisha chenuyos kulan mochros basar shchuta. All of them sell kosher meat. V'achas mochros basar nevela. One of them sells nevela. V'nimsa basar ba'aretz. You find basar in that land over there. Okay, halachah Rov. There we go according to the Rov. Daha kaman chazina, because here we see deruba deteira. Most of it is heter, right? So we're not asking about that. And also the idea of Sanhedrin, the Tanan Yudbeis Mizakin Vyudaf Mechayvin Zakai. If you have 12 trying to kill someone, 11 saying he's off the hook, the guy's going to be Zakai. That we're not asking over here. That pasuk is going to be Achir Latos is teaching us that idea. Kikami Baylan, where's our question? Ruba the lesser kaman, when you have the rove is not in front of us. Kigon katan ukitana, like the case of where a boy and a girl who are katan ukitana, and they do yibum. Rashi says that pligi rabbanan aleha, Rabbi Meir be yavamos, they argue with Rabbi Meir and yavamos, the tanan. Yavam katan, shabal yavam ukitana, yigdalu ze im ze, velo cheshin and shematim sa island. It's not worried that maybe one of them is an island as a usris. And then it's like with his wife's brother, which is not allowed. Shlomak mitzvah. The boy lahakim laachiv shame. V'hai lav bar hachihu. Ela amina. We say zilbas a rov ketanim. We go according to the majority of ketanim. The alma in the world. The enam srisim. They're not considered eunuchs. V'hai ne ruba delesa. Come on, this is a rov which is not in front of us. Minalan. From where do we know? We go according to the majority in this case. And allow them to continue living, husband and wife. Amar Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, "Simin zman shevach machnish." That's a mirisha shalala. We're learning now from the din of the head of an ola. The Amar Kol pasuk says, "Venitach osad lintzachea," and the coin will cut up the ola into pieces. And you know, this is before it's been brought into this bech. Osad lintzachea. We learn from here that the coins will cut it. I mean the carbon into pieces. V'lo nesachel l'nesachel l'nesachem. You can't cut its pieces into smaller pieces. So you can't cut up the head of the ola before bringing it as a korban. Says Rashi, Asim Rishon Shel Ola She'ein Yecholin L'chatzoso. You can't go and cut it and check over there. V'livdok bikrum shel moach in the membrane of the brain. Shamanikav. Maybe there's a hole in the membrane over there. The who achas miuches treifas. This is one of the 18 treifas that we have. That we're going to see in daf mem beis. That's going to be an issue. Mishum dechsev says v'nasata osa l'nesachah v'lo nesachah l'nesachem she'aser lachtoch l'nesachah echad l'shnayim v'karban treifa psula v'shmaita kamaisa d'menachos she'a kishuhu. Omer lamata min abakar she'ein tamalomer ela lahotzi as a treifa. So what we're doing is we're saying that instead of saying that an ola shall be cut into its pieces, the Torah could have said straight up, it shall be cut to pieces. The fact that it says it's is saying that you're going to cut it in specific pieces and can't be cut into smaller ones. And since it says that the head is one of the pieces to put in the mizbeach, right, you can't cut it in half over there. Interesting. And v'necho shamanikom nika of krum shamach, but if he doesn't cut the head open to check, maybe there's a hole and there's a problem with the brain, and therefore it's a treifa and you can't breathe the brothers of carbon. And lavish to the minis of us, it must be there we go, according to the rove, when we say that it's fine. Mimai, from where, why would it be that you come out that we're doing a majority that it's rove? Dilma de pale le badakle. Maybe an ola is good only with the coin split up in the head and check to see what's going. De pale is karo v'chutze v'le yavdil. That he goes and he actually splits it open, he checks. V'im yishal mosal nitzachev alon nitzachev nitzachem said, v'inah to make the pieces into pieces. Ha'm ani mili heichad dechatech le'legami. This is like where you cut it open completely. Rashi points out, heichad de'loyev, in a place where like it's still attached, so some of there's no issue over here, if it's possible to check it. And therefore we don't have a raya of where we learn row from here. Mar b'rei de'ravina mar... Asya, we learn it out. Mishvira, Satsema Pesach. We learn it from breaking the bone of a carbon Pesach. The Yomar Rachmana. The Etzem Lo Sishvira. You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to break the bone over here. So clearly, I can't break the skull of the carbon Pesach. Maybe they have a problem with that. Allah Mishom Darin. Zilbas Riva. Going for the rule that most animals don't have that brain issue. Mimai. I know it's a riot. Maybe this is not a riot. Dilma Damanach Gumarta Alev. Maybe the coin put the coal on it. And the coal burns through it. As she says, Gachelas Vakali Le Etzim Gulgolas Livdo Globe Le Krum. You check it in Bataclay. You make a hole through it. You don't crack it open. You just make a hole through it. And therefore you go and you check in the freedom of Rov. The time of the Bais. Mechatech Begidim. A server at Sama. Somebody cuts the sinews or burns the bones of a carbon Pesach. Rav says, Afabi the Kashin cuts Sama. Even though it's Gidim or Kashin cuts Sama. Ain Bo Mishum Shiris Etzim. It's not considered like you broke the Etzim. So you can check that way the freedom of Rov. So try number three. We learn it out from the tale of a lamb. Rashi says, Me'alia. Makuf shlo mimochatos mikavis v'ayil karev alia im hayimurim. You bring the alia with it. Mina kloyos ulamata letzada zanov, zanov karele alia. That's called the alia. Tamar Rechon Pasuk says, Chelba alia tamima. It's fat. The whole tail we placed on the mizbech. But we should be worried that we put the whole thing over there. Maybe the spinal cord, there's an issue with the spinal cord, and it was severed, and would make it a trefa, Rashi. So nifsak trefa, ukula tenanu be'ila trefa is again in daf membe, as you can see later on. El alab misham darbin and zilvas ruba, must we go according to the roof? So therefore, regards. And if you want to say that he disconnects the tail below the end of the spinal cord, so that the entire thing is with the rest of the body, can't be, because le'umasa etz ha'otze. It says opposite the rump bone. Welcome to Klaus. It says it's talking about the place where the kidneys give advice, they give counsel. So the tail ends, that section ends the spinal cord, and we therefore rely on the majority and assume that it's actually intact. Mimai, who says it's a good raya, maybe who says that we come from here? We're learning out the roof and we go by the majority. Dilma. Maybe we're dealing with the case that Pasach lo Bataklo. Maybe the coin cut open a little part and it checked inside. The image something you really want to say, nah, it can't be because you need to be tamim, it needs to be complete. If it's your issue, honey, me lichot the chat chilagam, it's only to be cut off entirely in two pieces. Lichot the life lay, listen, but we're still attached, then we don't have a problem with this. Says Rashi, lichot the life, so mechubim mechutz, the tzad agav, it still connects on the outside by the side of the back, ve'eno poseach, letzad agav, it's not open, elo letzad, acholo mivka, as a shedra kula l'arka, so we're fine over here. So, we don't have a rye over here. V'sheshes b'edra vidi amar, asya me'elga arufa, we're learning out from, the egla arufa, damar rachmana arufa, kishi shleimatavi, it says that the egla arufa, that's where you cut off the, you know, chop the head of the animal, and you're not sure who killed someone between two cities. So it's telling that just like it was whole, kishi shleimatavi, that just like it's whole at the time of the decapitation has to remain whole. We should be worried. Maybe there's a treva, there's a problem with it. Elalam mishum darminan. Must be we're going coin to rove. Says Gemara v'chitem amayin nafkim. If you want to say what's the difference whether it was a treva or not a treva, where does the Torah say that a treva is not able to be, you know, an egla rufa? Ha amar amri devei Rabbi Yannai. Rashi says menafkimini treva here halav carbon. No, it's not a carbon. Amay arufa lo nafka. We should learn it. Ella shetei li olam keina rifa shelo yinatchena leivara leivarin. Aval trefos, but trefos mechayim lo shamina lo shamina mina. The Torah tells us that only trefa is no good, but it's a carbon, but this is not a carbon. So maybe if you didn't check this uninspected like egel, it's fit to be chopped his head off, not only because of the fact to rely on rove, the most of it not, but rather because of the fact that it's able to be done even if it was a trefa. Ha amri dvi Rabbi Yannai, no, not really, because he says kapara ksiv ba ki kachim. It says the word kapara just like kachim. Rashi says kapara lamcha yisal ma kachim asurim ba'ana af hi asura ba'ana v'hanachanami le'inyan trefa me'alsam tibur. Great, so it's got to be. It comes out that just as a trefa is no good to be brought, also it's not good to be as egla rufa. So when we go and we do this, we have to rely on the chazaka, the Muslim not trefa. So there's a raya. Rav Shila, okay, that's a riot. Egla Rufa is the answer, is what we're seeing with so far. Rabbi Rav Shila Amar Asya Mi Paradum. We're learning out from Paradum. The Red Heifer. Damar Achmanu V'Shachar V'Sarv. The Buzz of Torah says you have to go shech that and you have to go and burn it. And we learn that what? Ma Shchita K'Shishleim. It's a Shchita with the Shalom. Ma Shreifa K'Shishleim. So too, you burn it when you go in the Shleim as well. Rashi says Shalo. Yinatchena. You don't go and you don't chop it up. I have lichas duma treifa. Shouldn't we worry? Maybe it's a treifa. If it can be the paraduma, Allah mishum darmin zubasaruba must be going control. So you have Aglarufa and the para aduma. This is my chitim and my nafkum. If you're going to say, what does it make a difference when it's a trefer? Not when the Torah says it's going to be, it's got to be not a trefer. Chatas karichman. No, it's called a chatas. Rashi says, lemei need the chatas. It's called a chatas, and therefore, it's got to, it can't be a trefer. So we have two answers so far, Aglarufa and Paraduma. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Asya Misayir Mishlech. We learn from the goat that is sent away on Yom Kippur. Kippur. Yom Kippur. Dechon Amar Vlach HaSnei Seirim. The Torah says over there, you take the Shnei Seirim, these two Sayers, Shishneim Shavim, that both of them have to be equal. Vlach HaShah, I shouldn't be worried that, beep, turn the page. Get off of a base. Dilma Chad Minayu Trefa. Who, maybe one of them is a Trefa. Rashi says, hi, Dazalzel, the one that's sent out. Trefo, the Bishlam Mahach, the Lashem Bade, the Lasham, the Lashem Badekle, La Achashita, the one that says over there, and we go ahead and we check it after Shchita. El Chaver, Mishaleach, Letzukve Nishchat, it's torn down, it's not checked. El Lav Shramina, must be El Lav Mishum Damarina, Zobasru, must be go according to the Rove. So we have answer number three is the Sar Mishaleach. We have Egla Rufa, Paraduma, Sar Mishaleach. Rely on a rove. Fechitim in my nafkum. Let me know if you say what's an nafkum. Right? What do you mean? You're not allowed to have a tray of goats sent away. Ha ain goral kovel azazel el b'davar roi l'shem. We say back that the goral is not going to work to put it on azazel unless it was also roi to be the one l'shem is going to be for Hashem. And since a tray is not able to be brought, therefore the other one can't either. Chitim in the bat kina. If you want to say okay, we check to make sure it's not a tray before we check it. I says la'achir the afterwards we check it la'achir the chiyus l'tzuk after we're going to throw it down. But that can't be because we're going to the mishta lo haya magia. Lo haya magia lemechzi zahar atzinase yivar mevar. Didn't even get the half of the mountain until it's like split into pieces. Right? It's vesula matzi batakli. You can't check. The ein yachal lida leda is a shvir mechayim. What was there before? You know when it was still alive. Another answer. Rav Maria Amar Asya mi maka aviv imo. We learn it from hitting your father or your mother. Damar echmana katle. We say that we go and we kill. We kill this person who is Hargeu. Katla means we kill him, Hargeu. Velechus is Rashi. Velechus don't love of Yifel. Maybe he's not his father. Who says his father? The mother we know came from the mother. Comes from his mother. Right? It's the father. Allah me shum dermina zubas aruba. I know your father's father because of Rove. Rove ilos achar abal. And most things go after the husband. So the Torah says, if this is the case, it's because we're relying on the fact that he's your father. Mimai, how do you know that's what we're relying on? Dilma kagon shahayu aviv imo. Chavushim b'sasur, maybe they're a kid, they're in jail, and they're stuck there. Rashi says, Sham al-Brasso, Sham al-Brasso, Yimo, his mother got pregnant, v'ein lachu, Sham al-Ba'aleh, Acher, no one came there, Shishneim le'vadam, how you, they were alone, ad hukar ha'ubar, until the baby came out. So, therefore, maybe that's the case over there, we're not going by Rof. It says, nah, filu hachi, ain't up a chupas la'raus. Even there, you can't guard for a raus. Right, even a person who's confined, can find ways to do averus, which is unbelievable. Maybe someone else is there, and the guard did something, and who knows? And therefore, we're going by Rov. Rav Kana, so we have Agla Rufa, Para Aduma, Sari Mishaleach, and a kid who hits his father. Rav Kana, Amar Asim Mihor gets a nefesh. We learn that from somebody who murders somebody. Damar Achmana Katli, the Torah says that we're going to kill them. But lichus shema treifa. Why don't we say that maybe? How can we kill someone? Maybe. The person was actually a treifa, the chishdom a treifa, the one who was killed. The one that was killed was a treifa at the time that he was killed. Elav, mishum darmina, zil basaruba. Must be because we go after Rove, the most people are not actually treifas. Rashi says, treifa hava ahorig, veins a royal ahorig, the gava katila, katili killed, a dead man over there. Says if you want to say, okay, we're going to go and we're going to check the person afterwards to see if he was a trefa, we can't do that because ha, come a navel, this is going to be manavel's body by doing such a thing. We don't do such a thing. We don't do autopsy. Since you can't check it over there, it's got, and we do this, must be going by the rove, that most people are not treifas. Even the Shama Dahai, even if you want to say that because this murderer stands to lose his life, still, Ninavale, we should go and we should defile the body. That's just Lahai Nerek, Vilav, Mishtekech, Treifa, Yargotzeach, Zeh. And we don't find that there's a treifa that we can kill this person. You can't even do it. You can't even check it because maybe the person, when he murdered him, he stuck that knife in, he put it directly in the place of where the person was the treifa. Therefore, we can't know if he was a treifa. I mean, if he was a treifa, the knife went right through that area. And so it's got to be that we're actually working under the premise that we're going by rove. Rashi says, Ba'amai, lechus makum saif sharguba, nekav ha yitchila v'treifa havu, legav katila katil. Right? So again, we would do such thing, and therefore it must be that we're doing it because of rove. Wow, so many sources. Ravina, my Ravina, say, where is?
Asim Edom Zomim, we're learning from Edom Zomim. In Damar Chaman of Asisim Lo Kasher Zomim, we do to them what they try to do to someone else. Maybe the person that they're testifying against to go and kill is actually a treifa, and since they're trying to kill a dead person, they're not going to be chayv to be killed themselves. Look at the treifa. Must be able to go according to Rav. Says and if you want to say that after the accused murderer was killed, you know, we go and we check him to see whether he was a treifa or not. Well, Tanya, what do you mean what we said? But Rivi Yomer, lo hargu nerugin. Only if they weren't killed. If I accuse someone to be killed and they weren't killed yet, then the Edom Zomim are going to be killed. Hargu ain't nerugin. Once they're killed, then we don't go out and we don't kill. Rashi says, right, hargu kodim said huzmu, ain't nerugin, dixiv kasher zomim, lo kasher asa. Okay, so last Ravashi Yomer, last source, he says Asim Shchita Atzma. Let's learn it from Shchita itself. Right? Says the Ayudi Ba Adash that we've been dealing, you know, until now. Damer Achmanah Shchot Ve'echol. The Torah says, "Do Shchita and you can eat." V'leichus Shema B'makom Nekav Kashachit. Maybe he did in a makom of Nekav. Rashi says that Nekuvas Haveshet B'Mashu Aval Gargeres Beruba Ve'im Chasa B'Kiiser Treifa Be'Le Treifas. And that is that. That the esophagus maybe has a little bit of a hole before shechita, and even the tiniest hole would make it into a treifa. We're not worried about the tiny thing in a trachea because the trachea is not an issue unless you have a hole in it the size of an iser, or that it was severed, right? Not from the shechita. So maybe there was a hole there. El alav mishom damin el zomasaruva. Must be that we go after rove, and when he does the thing, the shechita. We don't say that, oh, it went right into the area of the esophagus, and there was a hole there, we go according to the row. So we see it from there. It says, Gemara, I'm a Rav Ashi. I recently went to him to Rav Kahana. I said this in front of Rav Kahana, Varmila, Rav Kahana coming to Rav Shima. Some say that's who it was, Varmila, and they said to him, Vadil Mechadev Shavsha, maybe in a place where it's possible to avoid going with Rove, okay, then it's possible, and we don't rely on Rove. If it's possible. And Hecha Delo Efshar Lo Efshar, but in a place where it's not possible, it's not possible. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Hecha Delo Efshar? La Amod Al Biru or Botkin. We go and we check. Vol Samchina Aruba. We're not Samechin Rov. Chichin Livdok Behema, Mikol Yuchas Shrefus, we've got to check. Inami, Kikon Katan Uktana, Defshar Lo Lahamti, not Shigdu. We can wait until they get older. Veneda, Shano Swiss, Namten, we know they're not Swiss, Namten. And then we should wait over there. Halach Kulam, we shouldn't Delo Efshar. Otherwise, because we're not able to. Hecha Delo Efshar Lo Efshar, we're not able to. Right? In other words, what source is there for following the rove, even when you could actually check the facts on it? Because you don't say this in Lurvi Meir, the Chai Shemiyut, according to Meir, is Choshesh for the Miyut, Hachanami Dela Chabisra. You want to say that we're not going to ever eat meat? That would be the din if we treat all cases the same, whether they can be verified or not, and yet meat is certainly mutter to eat. So it shows then that the Gemara is correct. We say we do distinguish between cases where it's possible and those that it's actually not possible. V'chita mechanam, you want to say, yeah, maybe it's actually true that the coin to be made, that you can actually never eat meat. Who says? Maybe he's saying you can never actually eat meat. Beep, turn the page at base. I'm an aleph. Pesach. V'kachem ha'ikul meimer. What do you say about Pesach and kachem? The Torah says straight up that you could eat those things, right? Even though maybe there's a hole in the esophagus or something's going on over there. We have to come out with it where it's possible to do this without relying on the roof, then okay, good. And the mayor therefore requires that you have to work it out. In the case where you're not able to go ahead to figure it out, it's not possible to avoid this. So even the mayor is going to rely on the roof in such a case. And here also, when we're considering this position of the mayor, those who argue with him, If you're able to go check it out, then we should not rely on the Rove. But where it's not possible to check it out, to keep the Torah din without relying on the Rove, it's just not possible to avoid relying on it. And one of those cases, are we going to go and rely on it? Kum Tuchos Tanayim, what comes out from here is that the sources that we brought so far don't give a raya that we always rely on a Rove that is not in front of us. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.